What is up, everybody? This is the Alpha Dog AJ Laster, and welcome to a brand new episode of the Real Talk Podcast. This show is sponsored by Anchor, the best way to do a podcast. I do want to apologize for my long absence and lack of episodes for the past several, weeks, for the past month. I've been out due to personal issues. The last episode I did, I vented to everybody, let them know that what was going on with me. I am also trying to get another job since I just lost the job I had. Now, let's get into tonight's episode. The topic? Well, it's a topic that I've actually wanted to talk about for a good while. And I'm about to get real with you. It's about religion. Mainly my religion. And I'm talking about being a Norse pagan. Yeah, I recently converted to Norse paganism. Meaning I believe in the ways of the old gods. I don't believe in one god. I believe in them all. I believe in Odin, the Allfather, Thor, the god of thunder, Tyr, the god of the Norse god of war, Freya, the goddess of love and war, and many of the others. Other 12 gods. Now, thing is, I have a hard time trying to get out what I try to say. Especially when it comes to my new faith. The reason why I joined this new faith is because I felt lost. Because the God I used to believe in let me down. I felt lost. I didn't know what to believe in anymore. So now I believe in this. And one of the things I hate is when people go after people for not believing what they believe in. Yes. There are radical Christians out there who believe that, oh, if you don't believe in what we believe in, you will go straight to hell. Well, let me just be frank with you. In Norse paganism, or the Viking way, there is no hell for us. We go straight to the realm of the gods, Valhalla, where we will dine with the gods and the warriors of old. Now, like I said, I'm new to all of the Norse paganism. I'm reading up on it. I'm actually doing a little reading. I've been doing a little reading for the past several weeks. Because I recently got a book called The Way of Fire and Ice, The Living Traditions of Norse Paganism by Ryan Smith, which, by the way, is a good read. But, of course, if you want to dig deep into it, there is a book on Norse mythology by Neil Gaiman. I would actually read that. I'm actually going to order the book myself and read more into it. But what I'm getting at here is people are being judged for what they believe in. You want to believe in God? You want to be a Christian? Be a Christian. You want to be believe in the Muslim faith? Believe in the Muslim faith. But the thing is, there are ones out there that think that if you, like I just said, if you don't believe in what we believe in, you're wrong. My God is an almighty God, is what most people would say. But like I said, I'm normally not into religion. I don't like talking about my religion. I mean, hell, I'm a part of a clan myself. And like most clans, I don't like talking about my personal business. But, like I said, I believe in honor, loyalty, and honesty. I also believe in sacrifice. Thing is, I sacrifice everything I love for my kids. I sacrifice everything I love for my family. And of course, I know there's people out there who, when they see the steel Mjolnir around my neck, they call me the, they would think in their heads, oh, he's not one of us. Of course, there are people who like to bully people into joining their religion. I mean, hell, recently my wife was bullied by a TikToker. I'm not going to go by names because, you know, personal. Tried to push a religion onto her. And my family dealt with it personally. The one thing you don't want to do is push your religion on somebody. You don't want to brag about your religion. That's how we are. We don't brag. We don't like to brag. We're happy the way we are. I mean, like I said, when I recently found Norse paganism and I became a Norse pagan and I started wearing Mjolnir around my neck, I became a lot more happier. I felt more stronger, more powerful than I could possibly imagine. But of course, everybody knows it's not just the Christians and all of them that see us as a skid mark on the underwear of the religion society. Thing is, I want to talk about something else that really bugs crap out of me, is the commercialization of our ways. Like, you see, like, you'll watch a cartoon, you'll see, like, Thor or any other Viking as a savage, as someone who doesn't care if he's hurting someone, like pillaging or raping a woman. When in reality, that's not how the Vikings were. The Vikings were actually peaceful. I mean, yes, they pillaged whenever they needed to. But all in all, they were a peaceful people. Now, we're not greedy savages that wear horns on our helmets and throw fucking spears at everybody. They pretty much went to war with the ones that really, really, really didn't like us. That we were nothing but a bunch of heathens. And we proudly wear that on our sleeves. Like I said, the Vikings were not bad people. And like the English started the whole Christianity thing. Well, no, I don't think so. I'll have to re-look into it because, like I said, I'm just starting to learn. They didn't like the fact that they thought we were a godless society. We don't. We're not a godless society. We believe in gods. We see Odin, the Allfather. We hear Thor and his mighty hammer. We see Loki, the trickster god. Freya shows us love. Just like the Christian God, or as we know him as Yahweh. Now, the thing is, when I talk about the commercialization of our ways, the Vikings, they're seen as big brutes. But if you think about it, not all Vikings were big and burly. I mean, yes, there were some out there. They're known as berserkers. But of course, they were the ones who were smart, who strategized, and knew exactly what they were doing. Now, some are heroes, some. Well, I'm just going to go ahead and say it. Some were heroes. Not like the superhero Thor or Loki, the trickster supervillain, or Odin, like you see in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. These were gods that actually fought with each other. I mean, hell, Loki tricked a blind man into shooting Baldur with a mint arrow and killed him because that was the only thing that could kill him. And of course, the commercialization of the Viking ways continues and continues. One game, there's actually video games that help you understand more. Well, like I said, I do play video games. I'm a gamer myself. One of my personal favorite games to play is Assassin's Creed Valhalla. I'm playing as a male version of Ivor. And I'm actually having fun with it. A game that I do want to play, believe it or not, is Hellblade: Senua's Sacrifice. And I'm actually looking forward to Hellblade 2. And of course, they had to mix it up a bit for this one, the 2018 reboot of God of War, where we actually got to meet Baldur. We got to meet Freya. We even got to meet Thor's sons. We got to see Jotunheim, Helheim. We even got to see the realm of the elves, the dwarves, who made Thor's hammer Mjolnir. I mean, hell, they even made. In the game, they made Kratos' son Atreus' mint arrows. But in this version of the Norse mythology, this is when Loki, if Loki wasn't born yet, like they pulled some kind of time travel thing. But anyway, if you want a more authentic Viking or Norse pagan ways, I'd play either Hellblade: Senua's Sacrifice or, well, God of War. Which they are fun to play. But that's the thing. Don't we get judged? Now I want to get back to the whole religion war. The whole thing, to me, just seemed like the Christians and these kingdoms saw us, well, saw the Vikings, saw these villagers as nothing but a bunch of savages that didn't believe in their ways, so they had to stop us. Now, if you've actually watched the show Vikings, they do show that, yes, they do pillage, they do raid. But they also show that these men love and care for each other like they were brothers. I mean, hell, they're actually brothers in this one clan. Now, like I said, I believe in honor, loyalty, honesty. I mean, I pledged an oath to my clan. I mean, hell, when I was a kid, and I do believe this to be true, I haven't told this story before, but I've dealt with anger issues before. I have a lot of anger issues. This one instance, I was actually dealing with the worst issue anger fit that I ever had. This teenager was picking on the teacher, a teacher's daughter. I was in the alternative school trying to get my GED. And I had to be like 16, 17 years old when this happened. I told him to leave the girl alone. And what happened? He turned his attention to me. He left the girl alone. He turned his attention to me. He's like, "Fine, fine, fine. I'll leave her alone, you dumbass." I ignored that. But I do believe what got to me was when the little asshole called my mom, my mother, the woman who birthed me, who gave me life. He called my mother a whore. And I blacked out. I, according to some students, I grabbed the boy by the throat, had a pencil in my hand. Had her up close to his eye and said to me, and I said to him, "If you ever insult my mother again, I will end you." It took at least two students to get, because I wasn't built the way I am now. It literally took two students to pull this kid, pull me off this kid. Now, I recently talked to someone within the ranks of my clan, and they told me that the Norse god of war, the god I follow, Tyr, took me over because the dishonor that boy showed to my family, to my mother, was the last straw. I blacked out, and Tyr took me over and snapped. When it took the kids to get off, when the kids, I do believe, when the kids pulled me off of that kid, that other teenager. Yeah. I do believe Tyr backed down. Not one to back down, but still. But what most people believe to be anger issues, I believe that a god literally took me over and dealt with that kid personally. Nowadays, we are being seen as, hell, we're not, well, but there's bullies out there, like people on fucking TikTok saying, yes, I am on TikTok, that believe that we're not real Vikings, that we're just ripping off the Scandinavians, that we're LARPers. Well, let me be perfectly frank with you. We're not LARPers. We are trying to learn from these people. We're trying to learn their ways. Some of us are descendants of God, of the gods. Some of us follow the gods and believe their ways. Me, I know I have one of the gods watching over me. And he takes over me every chance he fucking gets. And I'm glad he does, because he helps me build my confidence up. But when it comes to the Christians, they would see me as a viable threat to somebody. Somebody with anger issues could snap like that and just do damage to somebody. I'm not glorifying violence in this episode. I'm just saying, hell, some have anger issues, some have gods watching over them. It's whichever you want to believe. And that's the key word of this episode, believe. The Christians, the Catholics, you know, the Baptists, the Methodists, and the Catholics should know it's all the same God to them. Thing is, we have numerous gods watching over us. Gods that love, gods that heal us when we're hurt. The gods watched over my family when my aunt, my loving aunt, passed away last weekend. Yeah. And if you were wanting to know, yes, it did hurt to hear that someone that I was close to is gone. But I know the gods were keeping me strong. They didn't want me to show weakness. They didn't want me to show that I was vulnerable. So my wife, my loving wife, wept for the both of us. And the gods, they understood. Now, when I brought up judgment earlier, what I was getting at is, us Norse pagans nowadays, we don't judge people's religions. And we also don't judge people's sexual orientations. If you're a homosexual, that's fine. If you're bisexual, that's fine. If you're pansexual, that's fine. If you're non-binary, which I'm still trying to figure that out myself, you're fine. If you're straight, you're fine. If you got a queen that you love with all your heart, no matter what she looks like, you're fine. Some Christians would believe, You need to find you a good old Christian girl. Or you need to find yourself a good old Christian boy who believes in the morals of the Bible. Thing is, that's your choice. Thing is, we do accept Christians as they are. They believe in their God. But we just don't like the ones who try to push their religion on us. Like, for example, I was actually watching a live session with my chieftain, who's a good guy. I'm not going to say his name due to me showing loyalty to him and showing honor and respect to him. He was trying to have some fun with his fellow Vikings, his fellow Norse pagans, and the Jesus Patrol, as I like to call them, started rolling in with the whole Jesus loves you, God loves you, or what you're doing is a sin and you're going to hell. Those kind of people are what we refer to in the online community as trolls. They want to get your goat. Now, what we did, we handled it our way. If you brought up Jesus loves you, God loves you, we don't want to hear it. We don't want to hear your preaching. You're not going to save our souls because our souls have already been saved by the Norse gods. And we will see each other in Valhalla one day. The ones who still drink, that drink their mead, they will drink their mead with the gods. Me, I may not drink anymore. But the day I die, the day I pass on, I'll be standing right there with them and having a good time with all the gods. Thing is, when it comes to religion, whether you're a Christian, whether you're like me, you're a Norse pagan, whether you're a Satanist, thing is, you shouldn't judge someone who but actually has faith in something. Now, I also want to bring up this before I end this episode. Vikings is not a religion. It is a way of life. It's the way we choose to live. But when it comes to the Norse pagans, that's a faith. We believe in the gods. I'm a Viking. I'm growing my beard out. I got my hair styled in the way of the Vikings. Long on top and shaved on the sides and the back. Yes, I do intend on getting some Viking tattoos, some Norse tattoos down the line. But right now, like I said, I'm strapped for cash and I'm needing a job so that way I could be able to afford stuff like that. But anyway, what the moral of this episode, pretty much to me, it's pretty much like the old saying, don't judge a book by its cover. you may be surprised on what you can learn from said book. But of course, before I end this, I have to say to the judgmental, to the assholes out there who want to push your religion on us, preach it to someone else. Because we're not listening. Not anymore. And with that being said, I have to say with this final thought, it's good to be back. And of course, I will be back with more episodes when I can. Now, this doesn't mean I'm gonna go back to the whole, oh, he's gonna do one episode one night and do one in several weeks. No. Thing is, I chose season two to be a sporadic season due to the fact that, believe it or not, this episode is actually in the middle of the 1 year anniversary of when I started this show last year. I figured I'd do this episode right at the 1 year mark. And I'm happy for it. Ever since I came out as a Norse pagan, like I said, ever since I came out as a Norse pagan, I've been happier. And nothing's going to change that. If you want to learn more about Norse paganism, like I said, pick up the book, The Way of Fire and Ice, The Living Tradition of Norse Paganism by Ryan Smith. It's a good read. I just started reading it myself. If you want to learn more, go to your local library and read up on it. Or if you're more of a listener, I would listen to the audiobooks. Like go to audible.com or download Audible, the app, subscribe, and find Norse mythology audiobooks because they're a good listen as much as they are a good read. But of course, if you're into the ways of it, of the Norse paganism, there is a podcast right on Spotify and all the other, podcast platforms called the hang on, I'm trying to find it here. It's called the Norse Mentality. I haven't listened to any episodes yet, but I'm pretty sure they're good. I'm gonna start listening to them as soon as I can. I'm pretty sure these guys are just as good as I would try to explain it myself. But like I said, that's the Norse Mentality on Spotify and other podcast platforms. And also, if you're a Viking or Norse pagan and you're looking for some gear or some accessories, the best place to get it, believe it or not, is Grimfrost. Dot com. They actually got some good products. They got Mjolnirs, they got drinking horns, they got everything. But with that being said, this has been the new episode of the Real Talk podcast. I am your host, AJ Laster. I'll see you guys in the next episode, which I am hoping to have a guest in the next episode if I can find one. So I will see you guys in the next episode. Stay safe. Stay healthy. And may the gods and goddesses watch over you this week. Skull. Sorry, let me rephrase that. Skull to my pagan listeners. Have a great week, everybody. I'll see you next time. Good night, everybody. Peace out.